All the industry news you want, you're listening to Biz Takeouts,
the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Show on Thursday, a rainy Thursday in Cape Town. But saying that, it's not all gloomy and doomy in Cape Town. It is the Lurie's Creative Week Cape Town, with obviously culminating in the Lurie Awards happening Saturday and Sunday night at the Cape Town Convention Center. So if you are involved in the Lurie's, if you're finalists, well done, good luck, all of that stuff for the Lurie's this weekend. I'm sure Cape Town will be out, or the creative force will be out in numbers this weekend. Tequila will be flowing. On today's show, speaking of the Lurie's, we've got a bit of a Lurie's theme. We're chatting to Justin Wright and Clint Bryce, who... So Justin is the creative director, and Clint Bryce, the executive creative director of Digital, both for TBWA Hunter's Scarus in Johannesburg. And they've been involved in the whole Lurie's theme this year, which is Be the Most Famous You. So we chatted to them about the theme. We're looking at some digital and kind of look at how the whole campaign rolled out. Before we get to our interview for the morning, let's look at our must-read stories on BizCommunity.com. We start out with which is also another Lurie story. We start out with the creativity Q&A. This is Sarah Britton chats to Tim Horwood. That's all to do with creativity, so go have a look at that. Second story, we've got a few alternative Lurie predictions. This is from Chris Gotts, and he gives you some of his predictions for the Lurie's. Thirdly, we've got how social media can make a difference to your business. This is by Colin Cullis. Interesting piece, go have a look. Fourth story, we've got getting started with online marketing. This is from Helena Green, and she gives you some good pointers there if you are looking at online as an avenue, which you should be. And then lastly, we've got a feature job for the day. We've got senior web designer. So once again, you can see our theme here for the Lurie's, creative designer. This is from Recruit Digital. It's Cape Town based. If that is what you want to do, go have a look at the site under the job section. All the details are there. We're going to take a couple of songs, and then we're going to get Justin and Clint on Skype to chat about the Lurie's, and we will see you shortly.
All the industry news you want, you're listening to Biz Takeouts,
the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Welcome back to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing Media Show. Those two songs, I cannot remember who they were, and they're off my computer, but it does not matter because they were still good. Okay, on Skype today, we're chatting to Justin Wright, who is the creative director, and Clint Bryce, who is the executive creative director on the digital side, both from TBWA Hunter's Scarus in Johannesburg. We've got them on Skype. Let's see if they are there. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Aaron, Justin, yeah.
Hi, Justin. Hi, Clint. How's it going?
Very well, thanks.
Good, good.
We're good, thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so obviously it is Creative Week Cape Town, Lurie's this weekend, and you guys have been involved in the whole Lurie's theme this year, which is Be the Most Famous You, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so I think let's start out. What does Be the Most Famous You actually mean?
Okay, taking a little bit back where it all kind of came from, we kind of use the insight that most people Google their own name.
Of course.
To kind of see where they stack up in terms of the search results.
Yes.
And we did this little exercise and discovered that a lot of the top industry guys weren't the number one themselves. So we used that to develop our campaign, which gave us the big idea, is challenging them to be the most famous them.
Okay. Well, I can tell you now, if you Google my name, you're going to get American...
I can tell you exactly. We're going to get the 29th president of the United States, and I don't think I'm talking to him.
No, you unfortunately not, but although saying that, he was an alcoholic womanizer, as far as I understand, so it could be me, actually. okay, and so when it actually came to the actual brief from the Lurie's, did you guys get a direct brief saying, we want you to come with a campaign and this is the idea, or was everything kind of, did everything come around from you guys?
So basically, they basically give the Lurie's brief to a different agency every year, and it was our turn.
Okay.
And it's a tough brief. I mean, it's a cynical industry, you know.
Yes.
They'll look at the Lurie's campaign and go, was it as good as last year? And it's been very well accepted. And then we brainstormed the brief and came up with a big idea. And the biggest challenge was actually, I don't know if you guys saw the poster that went out for Call for Entries.
Yes.
Was we contacted the other people. So we contacted Rob McLennan in Canada, the number one Rob McLennan, who's a He writes for the Ottawa Poetry Newsletter.
Yes.
Yeah. And we contacted Greg Gray in Georgia, and he's a motivational speaker and an expert on fatherhood. And they sent us their photographs, and they loved the idea, and they became part of the campaign.
Okay. And then the actual campaign, well, first you mentioned the industry is quite cynical. Did you guys feel some kind of pressure on going, the whole industry is going to be judging me? Or was that kind of last thing on your mind?
I think you always do, but once we had the idea, we just knew it was just so right. I mean, you can't question the insight.
Yes.
Of what people, it's human behavior, and it's not just the industry behavior. I think everyone tends to Google their own name to see where they are. So at the end of the day, once we had the idea pegged, I think it was, you know, we were A for away. We didn't worry about the industry so much, and we actually had a bit of fun.
Yes. Okay. And once the whole concept and idea was kind of tied down, how did the whole rollout happen? So where has this been? Where is it going to?
So, I mean, once we had the posters done, they were the first elements to go out. Then we followed up with quite an extensive digital campaign, which Clint will take you through now.
Yeah.
And we're finishing up now with a couple of videos that are actually playing on the night of the Lurie's, Sunday night and Saturday night. I don't want to give anything away as yet. No. Let it be a surprise to the captive audience that we're going to have.
Okay.
But I think I'll let Clint take you through the digital stuff, which is pretty amazing as well.
Yeah. Clint?
So first, I think I just want to acknowledge our creative team, Nico and Nikki, whom, you know, once the idea was cracked, they didn't stop there. And they looked towards technology to see if they could empower the idea further. And that's really where we as an agency kind of see ourselves in terms of how digital fits into our equation. We always believe that it's first and foremost the idea, and then we can celebrate it in all its, you know, sort of glorious formats. So Nico and Nikki came and they said, how can we, how can we entrench this? And, you know, at the heart of the campaign is a search. So we had Google in the offices, and you could say it's digitally led, but quite frankly, it's just, you know, a great idea.
Yes.
The first thing we did is how can we get directly to our peer group? So we pulled some email specialists in, and we selected 200 top industry names, and then created email banners directed towards these individuals and linked within a Google search result. So these guys would receive an email with their names in the Google search bar. Then once you've selected that, we then went to an agency in Cape Town and created a pay-per-click advertising. So we bought, you know, 200 to 300 industry names, which is cheap as chips, really. And we had these personalized Google search results. So for example, if just by way of example, Jeremy Maggs decided to search his own name, he would have a personalized ad directed to him that simply read, "Hey Jeremy, don't let a sword lover from Boron be the top you." And
so,
then with a
so
click
cool.
through to the actual to the website. So the key thing for this campaign was actually a collaboration through a lot of specialists. We had Tequila, Rocket Seed, The Rebellion, we had Google in our offices, we even had Aqua. So this is how we believe the new sort of advertising is going to take place. You need to make a lot of friends.
Yes. I think that is, I love the whole Google search, getting that all involved. It's amazing. But Clint, while you are here, I actually want to chat to you. I've got an article you've written in front of me, and it says, "Digital won't last." Do you remember saying that?
Yes. That does sound like a sellout from somebody who's been in the digital side of the industry for a long time, but that's an attention-grabbing headline. I had a retweet that said somewhat sensationalist, but a good read.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because I believe the labels will become irrelevant over time. We're looking at maybe 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Our consumers don't really care what format the communication comes in. It's kind of a debate for industry insiders. So in the same way as technology such as television was bolted onto agencies in the 50s and then became the industry standard, I believe that any technology will will form part of all communication. It will just be. Thus, my belief is that the digital is an infrastructure and not necessarily a medium. Yeah. And I think agencies that get this will start creating and celebrating ideas using all formats, whether it be television, radio, Facebook, or on an iPad.
Yeah. And do you think the industry sees that already as digital as an infrastructure, or you think it's still happening?
I think it's in a state of change right now. There's certainly some very smart, creative individuals that are sitting in so-called traditional agencies as well as digital marketing pure play agencies that know that there's this sort of looming turf war. They understand that it is definitely going to be the new marketing normal. There will be some technology associated with every single piece of campaign out there. So we're in the state of transition. Internationally, there's a lot of progress that's been made in various agencies. We're currently out there with the machetes chopping the trees down.
Yeah. So okay. And then previously you mentioned that the whole Lurie's campaign was digitally led, but talking about your article, you kind of saying it's an infrastructure. So it's more than just digital. It goes across, and you spoke about posters and all of that. So obviously all that's covered, the video, everything, correct?
That's correct. I read a PR piece about our Lurie campaign that suggested it was digitally led, but I don't believe that to be the case. I think it's first and foremost about an idea, an insight that we celebrated, and what the team did, and I need to acknowledge them in terms of their thinking. They then looked at all sorts of technology and partners to make this come alive in a very real and memorable way. So I would disagree that this is a digitally led campaign. If anything, I think the new Holy Grail is integrated campaigns.
Yeah.
And this is a very good exemplary example of an integrated campaign.
Bless you, Justin. I think that was you.
That was me.
Yes, it was.
I had a question on that, but I completely forgot what it was. Going back to the Lurie's now, I don't know who wants to field this question. In your opinion, what do you think the Lurie's means for the winning team? Do you think it's going to make them famous?
I'll let Justin answer.
Thanks, Justin. It's a fun campaign, you know, in terms of, you know, it's not necessarily going to make you Hollywood famous or anything like that. And we're always comparing local award shows to international award shows. But I think it's a sort of it's a little bubble, and you know, I think in our own right, you know, it's our own little bit of fame.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it may be 50 minutes of fame, but you know, awards are there to build the industry in terms of producing better and better creativity. And you've got to go look at that in terms of people who are doing the work to be acknowledged. It's also part of their career growth. You know, so famous is a loose term. But I think within the industry, I think you do become a little bit more admired.
Yeah.
And it helps your career.
Exactly. Last two questions. We are running out of time. Both of you have kind of thanked your team and the creative people around you, which is just very not creative director-ish of you both. So I'm judging you guys a little bit on that. Take the glory and run with it.
Thank you, Clint. I'd like to thank you for all your hard work, Clint. Thank you. Live on air.
Google Justin's name, I think he's a dead guy, and if you Google mine, I think I am the top result, so I just don't feel I need to take the glory and run and hide.
Okay, number one, number one, top of the Google page, nice one, Clint. And then, look, page five, no one goes there. are you guys coming down for the Lurie's? Are we going to see you in Cape Town this weekend?
Absolutely. I put my backpack that's right behind me.
Okay. Which categories are you guys looking forward to the most?
Well, from my side, digital.
Digital, that's the way you obviously, it's obviously the first year digital's happening as well, so it will be interesting to see what happens there. Hello?
For me, it's traditional mediums, so outdoor, TV, film. Yeah.
Okay. Last two questions.
I'm looking forward to.
Last two questions for both of you. Do you have any predictions of who's going to take top spot?
So predictions of who's going to win big.
Yeah.
Sure. This year, tough one. This year, there should be quite a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's really kind of shining through. I think there's some good radio on Mercedes-Benz. I think that did well. That did well international awards. That'll do. You know, I think might cut through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, there's some really visual stuff. I think,
yeah.
If I look at Cape Town. You know, they've done some cool stuff for VW that's also done internationally. I think that'll come through and do really well.
Cool. And Clint, from your side?
Yeah.
Clint?
Yeah, I think what's interesting to watch, particularly with the integrated and the digital mobile areas, is the play that traditional agencies are making in the space. So Ogilvy Cape Town being the poster child, I think they will certainly gain some recognition. There's also the need for South African digital agencies to find some glory in Cannes. So there's I think the competition's going to be hot. I think there's going to be some very, very good stuff, but we've still got a way to go.
Yeah, cool. Interesting, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think the actual campaign is amazing. I love it. I was trying to think what last year's campaign was, and I don't know who did it, but I can't remember it. So it wasn't memorable.
On that point, Byron,
yes.
On that point, you know, 10 and 5 in the showcase, for the creative showcase for locals, we've got a couple of comments, and the very first one that came through was Viva this campaign, Viva,
yeah.
Which was a nod to last year's campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then there was also a comment which we obviously enjoyed. It said, finally a conceptually sound Lurie's campaign.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly how I'm feeling. Like, I was trying to think about who was the theme for last year, and I can't remember at all. With this kind of, I think, well, we'll obviously see in a year's time if it's stuck in my head, but I think it will, specifically around all the Google activations and things like that. Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
I've got one last question. We always end the show on this question. Is who would win in an arm wrestle between the two of you?
Clint?
I'd definitely win.
Really?
I'm a big guy.
Okay, he's awesome. Stocky, yeah. He's a stocky guy.
Well, we could possibly put this to the test at the Lurie's Award. So we'll see you guys then.
Cool, great.
Cool, thanks so much for joining us.
Fine.
Cheers, guys.
I look forward to it. Yes. Thanks for having
us. No problem.
Thanks, Byron. Cheers.
Okay. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye. And that was Justin and Clint from TBWA, Huntless Scarus, and we were chatting about the Lurie's Be the Most Famous You. If you haven't actually seen the banners and everything going on around it, just go online and you will see it. It's all there. That has been our show for the day. We are running to the Lurie's Expo. We will hopefully see you all there, and we'll see you Saturday and Sunday at the Lurie's. Otherwise, back same time next week with some interesting people. Have a good Thursday.